Laurel Hill Boulevard, the cemetery, and standing outside of York Studios, which I don't know what they produce there, but it's been there a long time. And I'm heading over toward, this is really what this jaunt today is all about, is getting to this new turn in the road that had some road I've never been on, because I didn't think it was open road. I thought it was a driveway or like a shared bit of road among all the places of business over there. I cheated a little bit and looked it up on Street View, but I mean, it doesn't look like there's anything to recommend this area. But it helps me get through this. This is a real quagmire of a place for a little pedestrian to be. It's the toothpick thing again. I'm a toothpick on a tidal wave. There's the new Kosciuszko Bridge over to my right. And here's a junkyard full of, it's like a lot of paper. The American Compressed Gases Company has been here a long time. There used to be chemical plants around here, and fallout from that plant severely damaged that Civil War memorial I mentioned. I actually was instrumental, or no, I wasn't, but I was in contact with somebody in the Parks Department about that memorial, because it's like I just said earlier that the cemetery is not a park anymore, but there does happen to be, and it's probably unique to all the cemeteries around here, there is a little plot of land that is a park, the War Memorial, and that's managed by Parks, although I would think that the groundskeepers at the cemetery probably take care of it anyway. But I was in contact with the Parks Department about that monument to get any more backstory on it. And the history of it is actually pretty interesting. So she sent me a report that the department had issued months or years earlier to regular correspondence. And I got a laugh out of seeing my website listed as one of the references proving they're doing their research. And my little website made it into a municipal report as an authoritative resource, authoritative reference. There's something to be proud of.